Ready? We are in God's house today. He is glad to hear us pray. Let us listen, let us sing. Gladly make his praises ring. We are in God's house today. He is glad to hear us pray. Let us listen to his word. Gladly do what we have heard.
Okay, let's start. Put on our cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. The Lord has enlightened us in the true faith. Oh, come, let us worship him. Now, after spending some time in Antioch, I said that Paul was there with them. He went from one place to the next throughout Galatia and Phrygia. You might remember Priscilla and Aquila, who were tent makers. They went along with them. There was a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, and he came from Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately concerning the things about Jesus, though he knew only of the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wished to cross Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who through grace had believed, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus. So Apollos, he also went out as a pastor, and he went out telling others. Oh, and they made sure that he knew everything about Jesus so that he could speak to them. Here's the second story. This is from Luke 17. You've had this week. Now there were 10 men over here, and we said that they had a leprosy. Oh, that means they were lepers. They had leprosy. Leprosy is a disease that is on your skin. Oh, and it makes your skin turn white and dry and fall off, and then it looks bloody even, and it's very painful and hurts on your skin. And so there were, let's see how many men. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 10. There were 10 of them. Let's see what happened. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance, and they lifted up their voice and cried out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when Jesus saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give thanks except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has saved you." Now these men that had leprosy, oh, they stood far away. And they cried out. They stood far away because they weren't supposed to come near. You could catch this disease. If you touch them, then you might get leprosy. And so they stood far away. Oh, and they asked Jesus for mercy. They said, "Lord, have mercy." They wanted what they don't deserve. They asked for mercy. And Jesus told them, usually if someone was better, they were to go and show themselves to the priest, and the priest would look at things, and 7 days later look at things, and then he would declare them clean. But they had leprosy, and he said, "Go to the priest and show yourself." And as they went, their skin got better. They were healed. Oh, now, how many came back? Just one. Oh, this one came back to tell him thanks, to thank him for what he had done. Oh, how many were made better? Was just one made better? No, how many? 10 were made better, but only one came back. And Jesus even expected the others. He said, "Where are the other 9? Well, they hadn't come back. And Jesus said, "Those who have received the gift and those that are thankful are the ones that came back." And so he gave him the words to let him know about his salvation. Now all of them were healed, but this one got to hear about how he was saved. He got to hear the word of God. Concerning the others, we don't know yet, but they haven't come back to hear God's word. Well, God has healed us too. He's forgiven us our sins. Oh, and we come back to church to listen to God's word, because we too are thankful for what he's done. Oh, and you know what? In our prayers, we say just like that one. Did we say, "Lord, have mercy," don't we? We too, and he has mercy on us. Fold your hands. Let's do our prayer. Dear Jesus, forgive me and help me. Amen. We all believe in one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, ever present, help in need, praised by all the heavenly host. All he made his love enfolds, all creation he upholds. We all believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Mary's Son, who descended from his throne and for us salvation won. By his cross and death are we rescued from all misery. We all confess the Holy Ghost, who from both in truth proceeds, who sustains and comforts us in all trials, fears, and needs. Blessed and holy Trinity, praise forever yours shall be. Very good. Oh, that song that we've learned, and next week we'll start our new one. The one that we've learned is, "Chief of sinners though I be," right? Chief of sinners though I be, Jesus shed his blood for me, died that I might live on high, lives that I might never die. As the branches to the vine, I am his and he is mine. Good. fold your hands, let's do our prayers. Oh, and I think we'll do just like those lepers did when they cried out, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Call upon me in the day of trouble, for my word is true. Call upon me in the day of trouble, see what I will do. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I'll deliver you, and you will honor me. I think I was telling you last time about the color. What was the color?
Green.
Green. Oh, what green things grow, don't they? Like the what? Like the grass
and the trees
and the trees and the bushes, maybe they all grow. Oh, so we're going to keep learning God's word. We're going to grow. We're going to learn more and more about Jesus. Right. Very good.